The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, January 14th, 2018, with Reverend Jimmy Crishon.
Reading from Matthew 5:15-16. It says, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Let us pray. Father, as we come into your presence this morning, prepare our hearts and minds for worship. We ask your blessings upon our meditations. Help us to receive your word. Strengthen us that we may carry the light of Christ beyond these walls. Bless Pastor Jim as he leads this congregation forward. Make us instruments of your love, hope, and peace. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Do you ever wonder if anyone really knows you? Do you ever wonder if anybody really understands you? Have you ever felt like a total loser, total failure, a misfit, a fraud? Have you ever felt like you had no purpose? No reason to live, or even exist for that matter. After all, you really don't make a difference. Or maybe there has been something else negative that runs through our mind. There's a long list, isn't there? There's a long list of things that we think. But now there's a flip side too. I want you to think about these. Have you ever faced an overwhelming situation? You just didn't know how you were going to get through it and found yourself strangely calm? You found that you were even confident? You knew you could overcome, you would overcome, you just knew it somewhere in here. Some way, somehow. And you even knew that you would come out a little bit stronger on the other side. Have you went through something difficult, hard, strenuous, only to look back on it and say, "Wow, how'd I get through that?" But then I guess maybe we've looked back on things and just thought, how did I get through it? How did I get through it? Have you ever had the feeling that somebody was watching over you? Not spying on you, not peeking, but you felt like somebody had your back. Maybe you've got through something and you know that something intervened. Something kept you safe. Something saw you through it. Something moved a circumstance or an event that could have caused a different outcome. Maybe there's something that's keeping you out of harm's way. Have you ever faced an uncertain situation and for some reason the answer just comes? Just comes. It's kind of like you've been thinking about something all day and you can't remember where you put something or what you did with something, and you lay down, and just before you go to sleep, aha, you remember, or in the morning. Do you ever wonder?
Our reading today is from the book of Psalms, 139, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 13 through 18. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. The word of God for the people of God.
I hope you came up and looked at these tapestries and weavings and stuff. I hope you looked at them and noticed how beautiful they are. They really are. Don't you think? You're in church, so if you lie, you know lightning's going to come down and toast you. So they look really good, don't they? They really do look good. I mean, I think, but I'm a man, you know, what do I know? You know, we sometimes look at ourselves with those kind of thoughts and doubts in life, don't we? We sometimes would look at ourselves and, yes, I know I've got them backwards, don't I? Did you notice that? You didn't notice that. Did you know? Women, did you notice they were backwards? Men, did you notice they were backwards? You see? That's just the way it is. But they are backwards. And what you're seeing back here is, it is the finished side. It is a finished side. But it's just not the pretty side. You see, sometimes the pretty, sometimes the other side's not so pretty, right? So when we look at ourselves, sometimes we don't see pretty, do we? Sometimes we see a mess. Sometimes we see someone whose faith falters and who makes mistakes. Sometimes we look inward and we see this mess of stuff and we wonder, really, God? You know, we're a mess inside, and we're putting on a good face. How many of you have learned to do that in life? Don't tell me you haven't, because I bet you if somebody asks you how you are, what do you say? I'm fine. It won't matter if that smile is pasted over the worst pain you've known. You'll utter it. I mean, we're in Wyoming. I mean, you got a cowboy up, right? You can't admit that you got a little problem going on. You know, you can't risk that independence and say you need some help. It would really be bad to say, this is what I really look like on the inside. We really need to put on the good face, don't we? But you know, that's us as Christians too, right? You know, we don't want people to see really that we doubt, that we're uncertain, and that sometimes Satan tries to beat us up with the things we do wrong. How many of you made a mistake this week? I said week. I didn't just say this morning. What do we do about it? You know what happens? How many of you realize that the first thing that happens when you goof up, foul up, mess up, and do something you shouldn't do, the devil shows up. Have you noticed that? And he goes, I saw that. And God saw that. And God's disappointed. Now you don't need to pray because you've messed up. How many of you have messed up and then you ran from it? How many of you have dodged somebody that you really needed to have a talk with? How many of you have skirted the issue, swept it under the rug? You know, you put it under the rug, guess what happens? It finally gets a big enough lump to trip you on. And it's still there. And it's growing nasty fungus stuff under there too. Have any of us really are kind of afraid that somebody might see this part? So we bury it, we hide it, we cover it up. Sometimes we get busy. Sometimes we become workaholics. Sometimes we can't deal with it and we turn to drugs and alcohol. Sometimes we just decide it's enough. And that enemy keeps whispering to us what a mess we are. God doesn't love us. God don't care. I mean, anyway, God made you, so if you're a mess, it's God's fault, right? Yeah. Yeah. All of those things, don't we've been there, haven't we? The truth be known, we probably think we look more like the raveled threads. And you know, that very well may be. We may be a mess. We may have messed up. We may have fallen short. We may have not done what we should. We may have messed up really bad. We may not have given praise. We may not have given credit. We may not have spoke to him as we should. We may have harmed our neighbor and not forgiven those around us. We may not have done what we were. It may be the truth. But did you notice the very first part of that psalm? It starts out in the past tense. Did you see that? You have known me and you have searched me. God knows it. God sees this side of you. He sees that. He can see from the inside out, right? So you can dress it up, paint it up, puff it up, but it's still, you know, it's still got that inside. But God doesn't stop there. You see, God realizes that you're changing. You're becoming something else. And that every one of those trials and tribulations, every one of those mistakes, every one of those times when you messed up are strengthening you. You see, God sees what you will become. You see, God has no doubt that as you trust in him, He will be at work in you. But we have to trust in Him. We have to follow Him. Despite our faults and failures, God loves us. And John 3:16 reminds us, for God so loved us that He sent His Son to die for us, that we would have eternal life. Not that we would become perfect. Not that we would all of a sudden be right and not make mistakes. But God's at work in the Holy Spirit in us who believe. You see, God sees the good that is in us. Sure, we mess up, but we should never be defeated. We should never fear a challenge in our journey, but know that God knows us intimately. The psalmist says, I can't even comprehend how well you know me. It's not hidden from God, it's known by God. And still, God loves us. You see, God chose to love us despite our faults and failures. Never let the enemy tell you that you have messed up so bad that God will throw you out. He never will. God will never turn His back on you. God will never leave you, and God will never forsake you. Jesus said, I will be with you always. Paul in Romans 8 says, what shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But the devil can whisper. He can get in the way. He can cause us to doubt. He can cause us to think all kinds of crazy things. But we need to keep sight on. God knows what we can be, and God wants good for us. And God wants us to lead us through the darkest times in our life and let us know that He is with us and strengthen us. He is that God who is there, and we look back and say, now I know. I know what gave me the strength. I know how I got through it. God knows you, and it's okay. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not worthy of God's love just because you mess up. I think most of us realize that that's part of life, isn't it? That don't mean that we shouldn't try. That doesn't mean we shouldn't do better. That doesn't mean we should stay in drugs and stay in alcohol, stay in all that stuff. No, it doesn't mean that. That's not what God wants for us. God wants us growing. You see, Jesus came to live, teach, suffer, die, and was resurrected. To restore our relationship with God, with the God that knit us together, so that every one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. What I told the kids, I borrowed from Greg, is God don't make junk. So don't let anybody or anything try to convince you that you are. For you're far more than that. You're so precious that His Son died out of His love for you. There's never a situation, if you're with God, where you can't make it through. For the Christian, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train. But it's the light of God's love, grace, and presence. Our closing hymn this morning is going to remind you that it's an old hymn of the church. Man, we don't sing this anymore. Billy Graham used to have it at every one of his evangelistic crusades. We are all sinners saved by grace, me and every one of us. We all make mistakes, but grace abounds. If we'll humble ourselves, we have to confess our sins. We have to make amends when we can. But in our closing this morning, I want us to sing this hymn together as part of the message and the closing of the message. And I want you to let it stir you. But I want you to remember, God sees the beauty and forgives the mess. And God wants good for you. And anything other than good, you can get credit it to the other coach. For God wants good for you. May you go this week to know God's love and grace and mercy that surpasses all understanding in your life. May you truly know God's love for you and love for others around you. May you go to love as you have been loved, forgive as you have been forgiven, and know that God is with you and will not forsake you or leave you, but knows you inside out. And now may truly the God of peace and grace go with you and bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.